chapter 4, Mishnah 5. V'chol yom kahanim oilim b'mizracho shel kevesh v'yodin maraba. On the normal day, the kahanim would go up on the eastern side of the ramp. It was a huge ramp up onto the altar, as we said. They would walk up on the east. They would walk around the top and do whatever they needed to do. And then they would come back down the western side of the ramp, the western half of it. V'hayoyim kohen gadol oile b'emsa v'yored b'emsa. But on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol would walk right up the middle for his like honor and his, you know, we gave him kavod. He'd walk straight up the middle and straight back down there in the middle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo'olam kohen gadol oile b'emsa v'yored b'emsa. He says, no, in fact, on any day, the kohen gadol, to give him kavod, he would walk up the middle and he would walk back down the middle. B'chol yom kohen gadol mekadesh yadav v'raglav min hakir. And on a normal day, the kohen gadol wash his hands and feet from the kior, where they wash the, you know, the basin with the taps where they wash their hands and feet. V'ayom min hakiton shel zahav. And on today, on Yom Kippur, he would do it with a golden like flask. And again, that was in order to like make the day beautiful, and bless you. In order to make the day beautiful, so they would bring a special golden flask for him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, not lo'olam kohen gadol mekadesh yadav v'raglav min hakiton shazav. Rabbi Yehuda says, on a normal day, he already used this beautiful wooden, I mean, this beautiful golden flask the whole year. But he brings out the aloch is not like him. So in other words, this special golden jug the special golden jug was only used on Yom Kippur as a sign of honor and dignity for the day.